The largest public transit system in western Massachusetts is considering fare hikes and service cuts to close a projected budget deficit. A fare hike of 25% and the elimination or reduction of service on more than 30 bus routes throughout the two-county system is being proposed by the Pioneer Valley Transit Authority to close a projected $3.1 million budget deficit. The anticipated deficit is the result of MassDOT notifying regional transit authorities to expect no increase in state funding in the next fiscal year, coupled with higher costs for fuel, wages, insurance, and other operating expenses, explained Crystal Oldred, manager of operations and planning for the PVTA.
We're given the same amount of money from the state, so we're level funded, which in essence becomes a cut in funding because it's not being kept up with what the costs are to operate.
Oldred outlined the proposed fare changes and service cuts at a public hearing in Springfield, the first in a series of scheduled outreach sessions where people can comment on the proposals before March 15th. The changes, if approved by the PVTA Advisory Board at a meeting scheduled on April 11th, would take effect on July 1st, 2018. To help balance the budget, the PVTA proposes raising the basic cash fare from the existing $1.25 to $1.60. The cost for a weekly and monthly pass would also go up. One of the biggest changes would be the addition of a $12.50 round-trip surcharge for dial-a-ride vans to travel where the service for the elderly and disabled is not federally mandated. The proposed service cuts include eliminating some poor-performing routes and restructuring others. Current Saturday and holiday schedules would be reduced to the level of Sunday service throughout the system. In the Amherst-Northampton area, the number of trips on several bus routes would be reduced during the times of year when the area's colleges are not in session. Most of the projected budget deficit would be eliminated as a result of the proposed service cuts, not the fare hike, which is expected to raise an additional $500,000, but, according to Oldred, could be less if ridership drops off.
We are anticipating that if we move forward, we would see a decrease in passengers, but like I said, we are unsure what it would be attributed to, whether it be the fare increase or to the service increase or service changes, and what percentage would be allocated to what.
At the Springfield public hearing, Lorraine Crump said she's angry about the PVTA proposals.
You know, we don't all have cars, we don't have great paying jobs, and so we depend on the bus.
Springfield resident Tony Bass said the proposed service cuts will disproportionately affect bus routes that serve predominantly minority neighborhoods.
Myself, I ride the bus every day, and the impact that this proposal is going to have is going to be truly adverse because even today, the bus routes that I travel a lot of times are overpacked. Sometimes I just wait for the next bus, and so I'm really concerned in terms of, you know, the impact going forward.
PVTA officials said the proposals would be adjusted if the legislature approves more money for regional transit authorities in the fiscal year 2019 state budget. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.